Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, excuse me, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and let me just pull up my guest for the day, which happens to be Nathan Norrington.
Nate-y.
Hello, Natus. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, RLN.
Well, let me, before we go ahead with our story, I just want to welcome my guests and my audience, all of my listeners all over the world. I want to thank you for all the emails that I get. Thank you for all the suggestions, all the support. Reality Spirituality is booming. I'm telling you, we're going to take over the world. Now, you might ask, especially if you're a new listener, what the hell is reality spirituality? Reality spirituality, what? Well, I'm glad you asked. Reality spirituality is about everyday life experiences, dissecting each experience down to the least common denominator and discovering how we can live happier, how we can remain connected, how we can just skip through this life flowing with a smile on our face no matter what the circumstances. And I'm so excited today because Nathan, who is my number one and only son, I just want to give you a little bit of background. He lives in New York, and he called me a few days ago and told me that he was on this retreat. And this is his first retreat. It was in Massachusetts. I don't know the city, but Massachusetts, and I am anxious to hear all about Nathan's first retreat. Hi, Nathan.
Oh, I'm still here.
Yeah, you're here, puppy. You're here. I was just introducing you.
Well, thank you, girl. Yeah. So I went on my first spiritual retreat. Yeah.
So my question to you is, I want to interrupt only to ask questions. What made you want to go, or how did you decide to go on this retreat, and why?
I decided to go because I've always wanted to go on something like this. Well, not always, but for a while I was feeling like I want to do something like this,
mm-hmm.
from nature, this was a good time. This was the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you said you've always wanted to go on a retreat, so in your head, what a retreat meant to you, something to enjoy and something to experience and something to, what did it mean to you? What did it mean to you?
It meant that I was going to come away with things that were going to help me in my day-to-day life. I was going to come away with something that's going to change me in some way, or I'm going to grow.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what happened? I'm just so excited to hear about the audience. Nathan called me for a short time, and I was so anxious to hear about this retreat. I'm just so excited to hear. Yeah, really excited.
What would you like to? Is there anything you want to hear specific, or maybe you have a question? I mean, it was really good.
And why was it good? I mean, what made it so good? What did you, you know, specifically, what made it so good for you?
What made it so good for me was that I just got so many examples and so many things to come away with that make me more in touch with who I am.
Can you give me one example? Can you share one specific example?
Let me share an example.
If you can.
No, I only see what's coming to mind. I mean, we just did so many things. We did one group thing where we dressed up. It was at night.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd already been together about 3 days.
Okay, so let me stop you right here. How many people were on this retreat?
There were 9 of us that went, and two guides in our group. They're like our teachers.
Okay, so 9.
They led it. Yeah.
So that's including the 9 or excluding the 9?
9 people. Excluding them. So there's 11 people total.
Okay. And you said it was in Massachusetts?
Yes.
Okay. And so in the area, so you're saying you're out in nature. Okay. So they're guides, and then 3 days you're into it. Continue. I just want people to kind of get a visual of what,
hundreds of people. So there's 11 of us total. There's 2 guides. We're out in nature. It's a ski resort, so it's like ski slopes, but everything's green now because it's summer. So it's like a huge forest. There's also big valleys and meadows and a lot of just hiking, walking space. 380 acres.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
So did you ever get lost? Did you ever get
lost?
Hell
yes. I did get lost. Hell yes. But I guess that's part of the retreat too. I did get lost on the first, because what they do is every day we do different things every day, but the same thing we do every day is they send us out for either 2 to 3 hours, and each one of us go out on our own into nature. We go on wherever we want to go. Trail, not on a trail, we go find, it doesn't matter. We just go do what we want to do, and we come back, and we talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Every time.
Now, so in the morning, do you have breakfast or what?
Yes. Have same meals every day, 3 meals a day. Breakfast in the morning, 8 o'clock, lunch around maybe what, sometimes we take our lunch with us on our hike, so different times for lunch, and dinner's always at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
3 meals a day.
Okay. No, they say 3 squares a day. That's old fashioned talk. That's old fashioned talk. Yeah, 3 squares. So, I'm just so excited. So, now this is another question. Did you know anybody in your retreat, or were all of you strangers?
Everyone was strangers. I knew one person in the group.
Okay, good. Okay, so you didn't know hardly. You just knew one person, and everyone else are strangers. Okay, this is really good.
Yeah.
So they send you. So you didn't have a program. They just said, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, they got a program, but they don't tell us nothing.
Till the minute before.
Yeah, we don't know what we're doing.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question. Could you... they say, okay, go out for 2 hours, 3 hours. Could you go back to your room and just take a nap?
Yes, I could. And it would be okay, because everything they ask us to do is an invitation, a suggestion. We don't have to do anything they tell us to do.
Ooh, I'm loving it.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody did it. You know, everyone kind of has to do it. But you don't have to do it, but everyone still does it.
Okay, okay. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now it's turning into I'm getting the whole picture. I know the audience is too. The whole picture. Yeah. And so you said on this one day that you went out, you're going to talk about getting lost, or what were you going to talk about?
Yes, I'll talk about getting lost. So
okay.
They encourage us to go off trail every once in a while. They said these grounds, it's not like a park, national park. You can walk anywhere, and we encourage you to walk off the trail. You don't always have to go on the trail, but, you know, keep the trail in your sight. You know, you don't want to get turned around. You don't want to get lost, but it's okay to get lost maybe for a little while too. So we're encouraged to be safe, but there's that. We all have whistles. We're required to have our whistle on us in case we get lost. And so I was going, this is the first time we went out, and I was going off trail, like through trees. It's just really the thick of the forest, branches, trees, bugs, and just jumping over sticks and stuff.
Ooh.
And after a while, I'm looking north, I'm looking south, I'm looking west, and I don't know which way is which. And I'm like moving in a certain direction that I think is the road, and then it's kind of not. And then I turn around, and I'm like, wait, where do I go to get out of here? It's really big. The whole thing is so big. And I'm getting a little freaked out a little bit. We have to meet in about 10, 15 minutes back at camp. We have a meeting time. So I want to make it back in time. It's raining. It's starting to rain. But I don't really feel it because the trees are, there's so many trees and they're so tall.
Ooh.
That the rain's not really coming in, but it's raining, and I'm like, oh, shit, like, how do I get out of here?
I have two words for you.
Tell me.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, it's right.
Then what happened?
Well, it's a disaster. We could say that for sure. So I'm walking out. I'm picking up my pace, but we've already been together for a day. So we've had a lot of time to talk and to share and to express why we're here, what we're doing, what we want to come away with, all the stuff. So I am panicking a little bit, but I'm also coming out of it. So I'm like going back and forth, but I'm coming out of it because of all the stuff that we've learned that's helping me come out of it. And helping me stay calm. There's so many things. One of the things he said was the trees and the bushes and the animals, your environment, everything in your environment, they're not lost. The trees aren't lost. Nothing around you is lost. You belong there. You're only lost if you think you're lost, but you belong right where you are. And so I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not lost, you know.
Oh, I love that. Say that again. You're not lost.
You're not lost because you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
And
this
you
is where
said,
you belong.
Yeah, and you said you're not lost unless you think you're
think
lost.
You're lost, yes.
Oh, my God.
So I'm also tapping more and more into my intuition to get me out of this, to bring me to the road. Because, anyway, so I just keep following it and keep following it, and I don't know if I'm going in the right direction at all until I finally make it out. And I see, you know, tall trees, you don't see too far ahead of you, and I see the road, and I make it out, of course, it's fine. And then I talked about it, and we all talked about it, and everyone has different experiences, and different things they got, and we just share it and we talk.
Okay, wait, back it up, because you know, reality spirituality is about specifics. So when you talked about it, what did you just say? The same thing that you said to me, or did you talk about what you learned from that experience, or how you felt through that experience, or did you share? You know, let's share with our audience, what did you learn from that experience?
Okay. What I learned from that experience is that it's okay to not know where I am or where I'm going. And that confusion that I don't know and I don't know the future, that's okay, because it brings up anxiety. It brings up like a panic. I don't know. Am I going to be, whatever? All these questions. So that's what I learned. It's all right to not know. And everything's going to be okay.
Oh, my God. And did you share that with the members of the retreat?
I would say more or less. I don't remember exactly what I shared, but I did tell them that I got lost. I told them I was freaked out, and I told them that I was able to chill out, too. So I said that I said it somehow.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, I love this story in more ways that you could even imagine. This story is such a universal story. It's about trusting. It's about trust. It's about knowing. It's about expectations. It's about wanting. But the best part is, I have a question for you. Were you able to relax and know that everything was okay before you had evidence of it?
Yes.
See, did you hear that, audience? That's what this show is about. Trusting and knowing before you have the evidence. And see, some people can't calm down or be okay unless they have an evidence that it is going to be okay. That is just so powerful to me. What a powerful, powerful story. What else? Can you get... Oh, my God. I mean, I want to hear everything.
Yeah.
Because that,
so
that's
many
so
good parts.
That's so powerful. Listen, you... See, let's say the trail, the road, where you belong, where you know everything is okay, where you know you're safe, where you feel comfortable, where you know where you're going, that's just another word for the universe. That's just another word for being connected to the universe. And the universe lets you go astray. The universe lets you go on every other kind of trail. And they don't care if you go on any other trail or go in any other direction. The only thing that they ask is that you be okay, knowing that whatever direction you choose is okay, before you have any evidence of being it's okay. They're telling you right now, before you go on your trip, that it's going to be, that it's whatever happens on your trip is going to be okay. Phenomenal, Nathan. Next.
Yes.
Next story. I mean, do you get that?
Hell yes, I do get it. I get it in that way, and I get it. It's a lesson in so many other ways for me too. So yes, and
what
I like
ways?
What you said about the universe being the road and going off trail, and that that's okay.
Mhm. Of course.
Because there was one big road, and then the rest was like forest, jungle, like terrain.
Mm-hmm.
Trails, like go wherever you want to go. The road is big and clear and bright.
Mm-hmm.
And both are good.
What a great story. Oh my gosh. Okay, give me another story, please, if you don't mind sharing.
Yeah, another story. Well,
so you
I told
got-
you. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, no. So you got lost more than once. Or did you?
I did get lost more than once. I got lost for a second time, but the second time I wasn't really lost. And I mean, I didn't know exactly where I was going, but I did not feel lost the second time. The second time, I figured which direction was the road or what I felt was the direction. I just kept walking. I mean, the second time, I walked from the bottom of the forest to the top of the forest where the road is on purpose. You know, not on a trail. And I didn't really feel lost that time at all.
Okay, the universe just hit me with something. And audience, I've told you before that sometimes I get these. Now, no, I'm not crazy. I don't have a radio connected, and I'm not plugged into anything. I'm not drinking. I'm not drugging. I'm disconnected. And Nathan, the universe has a message for you. The second time you said you didn't feel lost, you didn't feel lost. And they just told me that you will never feel lost ever again in your life. You will never, I'm just saying, that now, if you want to feel that other way, yes, of course, you're welcome to it. You're welcome to feel the way that you felt the first time. But they're telling me right now that if you choose to feel the second way, that you didn't feel lost or panicked or whatever you want to describe it, that you never have to have that feeling again unless you want it. Okay, and then I'm done. That was all universe talking. That was not your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Next story.
Mm.
Did you like that message?
A part of me liked it, and a part of me was like, I don't know if this fits for me.
Okay. And that's another thing I love about Nathan, audience. Listen, I'm his mother, and sometimes if it fits for him, fine. If I'm giving him words or ideas or from the universe, sometimes it fits, and you know what, audience? I love it. If it fits, that's one thing about my son. He knows if it fits him, and he knows if it doesn't fit. It's like, you know if your shoe fits you. You know if it's a comfortable fit before you walk out of the store. So if it's comfortable, you're going to wear it. If it's not comfortable, you're going to leave it right there on the rack. And I love that about Nathan.
Right.
I love that about Nathan. And the best part about it is, he'll tell you in a minute. I love it. Okay. So
you know what? I like what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I would phrase it different for me. Because it's not really, I don't really mind feeling lost with this whole new concept of not only like not fearing the unknown, but we're learning to embrace the unknown. And in the retreat, we called it mystery. We said embrace the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's lost. It's the same thing. So it's like, I don't need to not feel lost. The thing I don't want to really feel is like a panic about being lost.
Mm-hmm.
Or like an anxiety or, you know, any one of those. That could be done with.
That's what I meant.
Right.
The anxiety of it, the stuff that doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Not the stuff that feels good, the stuff that doesn't feel good.
This is another thing too is I want to, so say it happens or something happens or I don't know what happens, a totally new scenario that I can't even think of happens.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, I do feel that panic or anxiety for a moment or for a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to think that that's wrong or that I shouldn't feel that because beat up on myself for feeling that.
No.
I don't want to expect it either
mm-hmm.
or intend for that. But it sometimes, for me, it's like, I think what feels good to me is that the feelings just, they come. I don't do the feelings. I don't control the feelings. But I do have intentions, and I do have what I do with the feeling. Oh, my relationship to the feeling.
Yeah, the relationship, whether you get along with it or you have a tense relationship. Whether
I embrace it,
whether
what I'm feeling or not. Well, go ahead.
And so this is the thing. Listen, that thing of, let's use the word panic, because I love the way, I love it. That is a perfect, powerful word, panic, because it's a word, and I know exactly what you mean. It's a feeling of not knowing or whatever. You're just panicked. And so this is the thing. Like you said, there's nothing wrong with feeling panicked. I'm telling you right now, there's nothing wrong with feeling panicked. What the universe is saying, you choose how long you want to feel panicked. There's nothing wrong with feeling it. At all. You choose how long you want to feel it. And that is your choice. You can choose to feel it for a second. You could choose to just feel it for a day. You could choose to feel it for a 5 minutes or for 5 hours. There's panic. There's nothing wrong with the feelings that come to you. None of them. You just choose how long you want to feel it. And it's your choice, not mine. You decide. You have that power. I love these stories. God, you have the best stories. You have another one. What's the other one?
Well, I have a lot of them.
Well, I want to hear one. Okay. This is. Now this is going to put you out there, but I know my son. I want to hear a story that touched you so deeply that the result or the lesson or the moment or however, whatever, touched you so deeply you broke down.
Well, I got a few of those, too. This was yesterday. And, So this was yesterday. And we're all sitting in a circle. We're talking. We call it council. So everyone passes a stick, one stick around, and when you have the stick, you talk. If you don't have the stick, you don't talk. But after you do speak, whatever you want to say, they left it wide open. Whatever you say, then you can ask to have responses or questions or comments, or you say, thank you for listening, and then you pass the stick. And each time you pass the stick to the person next to you, you ask them a question, any question. Or you say, you ask them a question. So the person that passed me the stick asked me, how did you learn to dance like how you danced last night? And the night before, we had this like tribal dancing thing where we all just danced for as long as we wanted to, however we wanted to, and we were playing drums and shaking rattles. And we danced for like 2.5 hours without talking. It was just animal sounds and drums and dancing, doing weird shit. I was dancing with this girl. We also dressed in however we wanted to. We wore special clothes. All the lights were low, and it was raining outside, and I danced with this one girl. We were, like, copying each other, like, doing the same moves to each other. But it wasn't, like, club dancing, like hip-hop. It's, like, move your body, like, tribal, weird dance. You just do whatever you want to do.
It's called crazy dancing.
Okay.
No, I just threw that out. Keep going.
it was crazy. Anyway, so me and this other girl at one point were just like tearing up the dance floor, you could say.
Tearing up the forest floor.
Tearing up the forest floor. Get it?
Get it?
So the next day, I was asked that, and I talked about, I learned that because I learned that it's okay to be me, that it's okay to have fun in front of you people. I feel like I really belong here. I'm talking about really belonging, and that it's okay. I just keep saying, it's okay. It's like, it's okay to be me. It's okay to say what I want to say. It's okay to be sad in front of you guys. It's okay to say what I want in front of nature. It's okay because everyone loves me. Everyone's rooting for me. And I just exploded with all this speech about, like, I mean, this one girl in the group was talking earlier in the circle about how she doesn't feel like she belongs here because she's not as, like, soul. She doesn't know as much about the soul, she thinks, as the rest of us. She's like, I don't belong here. And I looked at her and I was like, you so belong here. I was like, we all belong here, and we're all here for a reason. I mean, I was just letting out me being me. And then it's okay if I'm animated. It's okay if I'm out there. It's okay if I, it's just all okay. I just kept saying that. And with the dance, I brought the dance up because I was, thinking about what are other people thinking of me doing this dance, and they're looking, what are they doing? And I just kept having to be like, this dance is for me. And I just keep peeling off layers until I was really just going for it and letting go. And I really just broke down speaking to them. But I wasn't, like, sobbing. I was still expressing myself. But I was emotional, and then we talked, and they had comments and questions. And, you know, some people are crying, too, and it was just really good.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. And my intention and what that was to speak from my heart. That's one of the themes, and that's one big thing that I take with me, is just let my heart speak. And also to listen with my heart, which just means speaking from a place that's just, it's just primal, it's true, it's authentic, it's real, it's uninhibited. It's me. It's just very me. So I was just speaking for me, and also saying that it's all okay. And also, when I get frustrated and when I get whatever, confused or panicked, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. Not only is it okay, but I love those parts too. In the moment, yes, it's like I do feel might be panicked, but I welcome it in instead of trying to get rid of it or thinking it's bad. I welcome everything about me and my experiences and who Nathan is.
It's time.
Mm.
It's time you started welcoming.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
So the whole spiritual retreat was really, really, really good.
I feel very privileged and honored that you shared this with me and with the audience. I mean, I'm very grateful that you chose to share it, because I learn more about me from you learning more about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about our relationship. I learn from you. And
I learn from you too.
Yeah, and I love that you said something about being you, and it's time to be you. I want to add like it's not even overdue. It is time. Any decision that I make, it's because I want to do it. I'm talking about because I want to do it from my core of who I am, not the mommy or the daughter or the coworker. I want to do it for me. And that way I know, I don't know. I don't know. You just. I used to do things because A, I had an agenda. B, I felt an obligation to do. 3, I felt guilty to do. 4, I'm supposed to do it. I'm done with that. Because every time I operate from that starting point of obligation or guilt or supposed to, or I have an agenda, I'm doing this because I want something back, then it just, there's always, it's always an unhappy ending to that story. So I don't know. Thank you for sharing that one. That was a great one. Can I say that you, I don't know who was there. I can't even pretend to guess. But I want to say something, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I think that you being in that group, expressing yourself so honestly and knowing the thing and knowing the connection and just having such a rich understanding of the universe even before you got there. Okay, maybe it's because you're my son too, but I think that you were the best one at the retreat. I think that you got the most out of the retreat. You know, that's just,
I know what you're saying.
That's just me being, okay, you know, Nathan is the best. I mean, but it just sounds like everything that, first of all, every story that you shared, and you only shared 2, the lessons are so, if you only hold on to what you experienced and what you learned, just those two experiences, you're set for life.
I see.
So that's what I mean with how rich your experience was. I mean, you're, what else, what, can you see anything happening that you cannot master or tackle or just jump over or fly over? I mean, after what you've just learned?
Well, I do, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know that I just don't know. I know that I don't know. I will say that, number one. Because I don't know. But what I do know is that it's all good. And that I can practice appreciating every moment. I know that. And that I can practice embracing every moment and loving every moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what, when you just said it again, when you said you don't know, that's embracing not knowing. I remember giving this analogy a long time ago. You're up in the air. You're a circus actor, and you're up in the air, and you're swinging back and forth on the trapeze, and you're letting go to catch the hands of your partner, and you know that that partner is going to catch you, but that jumping off and not knowing and not knowing and not knowing, that's what you're talking about, not knowing and embracing not knowing. It's an adventure. What did you call it? You said it was a mystery. What did you say? They called it a mystery.
Mystery. The unknown. It's a mystery.
Unknown. It's adventure and an adventure.
It's a surprise.
Yes. A welcome surprise. A wonderful surprise. The best surprise. Wow. You have one more or you're complete?
You know what? I'm good for right now. I mean, I do have more, so we can talk maybe later or we can do another show. There's so much.
Yeah, but let me just say this while we close it out.
Okay.
I want to thank you, number one, for sharing and just being so open and honest and knowing that, listen, we're all in the same boat. We all have the different issues. It's just a different face. But we all have issues. And so you sharing yours and being so honest about it and open. I mean, it's like assisting and helping 5 million people already. Just by you putting it out there in the atmosphere, just by you just announcing it, talking about it, vibrating, and you're assisting other people already. See, you don't grow alone, Nathan. You don't grow alone.
Mm-hmm.
All those people with you at that retreat grew, and they grew with you and because of you. And you grew because of them, because of you. So we're all in this boat together. But I want to thank you so much for sharing, and thank you, audience. This has been a wonderful, wonderful conversation, if I must say so myself.
It has.
And you have been listening to Reality Spirituality. I will be talking to you again soon. This is Rebecca Lynn Norrington.